The Fijian government is facing growing calls to intensify its investigation into the controversial Grace Road Church. About 400 followers have moved from South Korea to Fiji, and Grace Road has built a business empire in the Pacific nation. But mainstream churches call it a cult, and opposition MPs in Fiji say they're deeply concerned by allegations of violence and abuse. Here's Foreign Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.
Fiji can seem like paradise, and Grace Road says it's building heaven on earth there. Along the way, the South Korean church has also built a sprawling business empire, enormous farms, a restaurant chain, dentists and hair salons, even a building company. But its explosive growth has generated tension.
You're perplexed about it. I'm baffled and I'm confused.
That's Pio Tikoduadua from the opposition National Federation Party.
Much of us are still in a shock. The shock being over the speed at which they have dominated a very significant aspect of our economy over here.
Grace Road outlets are largely succeeding because their businesses are popular, but its success has drawn more attention to what happens in its massive compound. And the organisation has been haunted by persistent and disturbing allegations of abuse. South Korean media has broadcast vision of its leader, Shin Ok-ju, hitting her followers and ordering them to strike family members. Shin Ok-ju was arrested by police in Seoul last year, accused of confiscating the passports of her followers and preventing them from leaving the compound. And mainstream churches are increasingly anxious about what's happening. Here's Wilfred Regunamada from Fiji's Methodist Church.
When people have been victimised, when the people have been held without their will, it shows that love does not exist. So, yes, it's a cult.
Six senior church members were arrested in Fiji last year, but they were released without charge. The ABC's been told the investigation is continuing, but Pio Tikoduadua says he's made inquiries in Parliament and can't see any evidence of that.
I'm not even sure if there's any investigation at all. I've not been told about any such investigation or inquiry to Grace Roads by the government. I'm a member of parliament. I haven't heard anything. I don't think there's anything at all. I don't think government will want to pursue anything, for Grace Road.
The ABC visited the group's compound in lush farmland outside Fiji's capital, Suva. We were greeted by a member of Grace Road.
We've been trying to get in touch with Grace Road for quite some time. We haven't had any luck with our emails, and we'd very much like to come inside the compound and take a look. Is there anyone who you might be able to speak to inside to let us in?
Okay, I don't know whether you were contacting us or not, but then can I get a name card?
He was polite but refused us entry. Wilfred Regunamada from the Methodist Church says the government of Fiji needs to launch a full investigation.
Even though there were allegations of video of abuses, even though there were testimonies of people, yes, but still, they haven't done what we expect them to do, that is to go into detail, into investigating and getting out the truth. What we want is the truth, because our people have been victimized.
And for now, the truth about exactly what is happening inside that compound remains elusive.
Stephen Jedgetts reporting.